Well, the news is good in the Saskatoon area that heavy, thick, hanging smoke is starting to dissipate a little bit. In fact, sunshine is breaking through in parts in and around the Saskatoon area, which is great news for Ag in Motion, which fires up today, 3-day. This is, of course, the largest outdoor ag show, and one that, if you've never been to it before, and you have anything to do with agriculture, you should try and make an effort to get there. It runs today, tomorrow, and Thursday in Langham, Saskatchewan, which is just northwest of Saskatoon. It's about a 15-minute drive. It's easy to get there. 30,000 people will be joining the show. This is a number of people, not just from our province, from all over the country, from around the world. And it is going to be the place to be in the province for sure over the next few days. Again, I'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow and on Thursday. So if you're down there those days, we look forward to having you pop by the booth and say hi. Okay, so we got into quite the conversation just after 9 o'clock, where I talked about TSN CFL analyst Luke Wilson throws his thoughts on Twitter, where he basically says Saskatoon is great and Regina, you guys got some work to do. So he basically says, if there's a choice between Regina and Saskatoon, I choose Saskatoon. And that got people talking. You and I, you were texting in, you were phoning in. That is what his job is. Luke Wilson's job, as much as it's to comment and talk about football and provide some color commentary and opinion and analysis on the games on the field, I mean, he has got people talking about the CFL. He has got people talking about not just football, but the CFL and fan bases in Canada, as much as it's happened over the last little while. You might love him. You might hate him. You might be one of the people that is in both camps. Sometimes you love some of the things he says. Sometimes you don't love it. But that's his job. And he's doing a good job at it. And there is a number of people in our world that do that job. My next guest is a person who regularly became a part of our lives. You could read his columns in the Leader Post. You could read his columns in the Star Phoenix. Murray Mandrick, for many, many years, was part of conversations, was sparking conversations, was giving people an ability to form opinions on issues because of the perspective that he brought through his words on the paper. It's becoming a bit of a lost art, actually, people that are columnists for newspapers, and a lot of it's just got to do with, I think, how media is transitioning. Murray Mandrick recently announced his retirement after an incredible career, and said, I thought I need to get Murray on the show to talk about this. Murray and I have had the opportunity to work together in a variety of different capacities through the years. So the recently retired Murray Mandrick joins me on the phone today. Murray, thanks for joining the show.
Well, thanks, Evan. Thanks for never arresting me.
Listen. So I wasn't even going to start here, but I'm going to jump into this. When sure. When the co-op upgrader thing was going on, right, mm-hmm. The strike with the upgrader, there was a point where obviously the Regina Police Service was heavily involved. And as chief of police, I sat down and met with Jerry Diaz, who is the president of Unifor at the time. He since has been had a fall from fame and ousted as president and
trouble.
A whole bunch of things. But anyway, at the time I met with him to talk about the importance of opening up a safety corridor. We wanted to be able to get emergency vehicles in, that kind of thing. You were pretty critical of me for doing that. I remember reading that column. I never did have a chance to talk to you about that, but maybe let's
so
just
now you want to talk.
I don't want to talk about that, but what I want to talk about is you did a very good job of bringing forward everyday conversations of things that were happening, whether they were in different cities, different communities, or the province as a whole. How did you see your job? What was your job, Murray, as you would explain it?
Well, I was interested in your intro with Luke Wilson and some of the things he said, because one of the great stories in my time has sort of been the Saskatoon-Regina rivalry and things like that. One of a zillion great stories in Saskatchewan that I had the pleasure and honor and ability to write about. And I thought about, as you were talking about, it's hard to get out of old habits, Evan. And I thought, well, how the hell would I write about that issue right now? And I think the key element is where you always start out with is having a thoughtful basis for writing about things. Like, if you're Luke Wilson and you're not from this province and everything else, you're right. Your job is basically to stir it up and everything else. My job is a little bit more complicated than that because I lived here and I had to provide information to people at from the legislature that they wouldn't ever have. So there was an awful lot and has been an awful lot of looking at things from every possible perspective and hopefully intelligent ones about how much do things cost? How much, you know, what price do we pay? If we have an issue like, whether the CFL franchise in Saskatchewan should be located in Saskatoon or Regina, we've got this little problem with the stadium that we spent, a few $100 million on in Regina, and what the hell do we do with that, given the fact that we only use it for 10 times a year or so, really, at this particular point? Do we need another one in Saskatoon right now? And how many people from each city support the team? I'm saying that because it's just sort of the basis of how you go through a thoughtful process. It's hard to break old habits. I'm listening to the news right now thinking about, how much are these forest fires costing our budget? You know, what will taxpayers wind up paying for this particular area and things like crop insurance? So that was kind of always the thought process going involved. It's just habits you run into because, in the job that I had, you deal with it every day.
Of course.
And I'm teasing you about the column, but I honestly don't remember the conversation or what I said to you about meeting with Jerry Diaz. Apparently, I was right for you not meeting with him.
But, it didn't scar me. It didn't scar me for life, Murray.
It didn't scar you for life, but, but I wouldn't have met with him either. But you just have to go through that process all the time, and that was the job.
Yeah.
And the job was to, I assume, provide something relatively smart. And I don't know if I did every day or not, because I often told people to say, I don't agree with you. Well, I don't agree with me either after I've read it sometimes.
Murray Mandrick is my guest, retired from the Regina Leader Post, the Saskatoon Star Phoenix. Now, you weren't always a columnist. How did your career start out, Murray?
Sports. I started as a sports writer. Not here, actually. Although I did some CFL freelance stuff for CP and everything else, in the days. But I was going to be a sports writer, and then I found out growing up on a dairy, I did not like working all night and sleeping in the morning and a few other things. So I just gravitated to Regina, and I was only going to be here for a couple of years, and then I met a girl, and I guess that changed.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious to know, did you have a passion that would often come out, like a part that you, if you could default to writing about something, it was something that you liked to write about?
No, not really. I don't know a passion about any particular issue. Honestly, Evan, I think you probably can relate to this because a lot of people can in terms of the career that you got in and you chose policing and a few other things, but you hate injustice. And I think, there's a lot of people that do, and some of us gravitate to professions where we hopefully can try and do something about it. Yours in policing and everything else, it was all about the unfairness and about people doing things that they damn well shouldn't be doing. And I think probably in journalism, there is that particular nature. Maybe that's why I got out of sports. You often get criticized because you're writing about the government of the day. But the reality is, I'm writing about the government of the day, or was writing about the government of the day, because they're the ones who get to spend the money. And sometimes they do that damn stupidly, and sometimes they do it in an unjust way where they're basically spending it for their own self-interest to promote themselves, to promote the ability to keep on spending government. And whether that's an NDP government or a SAS party government mattered little to me. It's the same pattern. Sometimes they reprioritize some of the things that they're spending money on for their own self-aggrandization of things. But generally speaking, it's all about the notion of keeping themselves in power. And the moment that governments and political parties start doing that for that being the sole reason, they do even an increasingly number of stupid things. That's why governments tend to not get better. In fact, in my experiences, whether both the NDP and SAS party governments that I've covered and progressive conservative governments before that, they got progressively worse because that's what the game became all about. And so I guess that was kind of the motivating factor, one of the more interesting factors as to what propelled me to keep doing this for, sadly, as long as I guess I did.
How many years total?
45 doing journalism. This is the longest time I've spent not writing. I spend most of my time helping a friend renovate his house right now, so I better get mobile and get and apply my useless skills there. But I actually think I have to get back writing. I think I probably will just to do things that are interesting me right now. I'm getting a few offers just to do a whole bunch of different projects, but I've got a few things muddling along in my head right now. But I haven't really decided what I'm going to do yet.
Murray Madrick is my guest, retired columnist for the Regina Leader Post, Saskatoon Star Phoenix. If you look back on your career, and it's a long career, you've written about a number of things. Are there any events or any things you've covered that stand out most to you?
Less so than you think. There's a few obvious answers because there's touch points. There's stories of familiarity that you cover and, you know, the job I had, I was blessed to touch on most of them because you cover elections, you cover budgets, you cover big events. I was a 24-year-old kid covering the Colin Thatcher trial, you know, back in 1984. And, you know, the arrest and thereof and how I blundered into that is a long story, but wasn't my sort of natural thing to be covering courts at the time, but I just did. But, you know, stories like that are sort of historical value that you really, really need to be thinking about or covering. But so many, there's so many that it's almost unfair to focus on that one, even though that's something that people are kind of familiar with, and it was such a big deal at the time. But it's the business that I was in is an everyday business. So you're moving on to the next thing every day like you do with your show. Mm-hmm. And you probably have a hell of a time thinking about what it was last Tuesday that was on your show.
So true, Murray. That's true.
You just move forward to the next thing. So, and then you go on because there's something else. It's a very much a today business. And so when people ask you questions like, what was the most memorable thing? I always told him, you know, like probably the next thing I do, you know, probably the next column I write, you know, because you know, it's a job where you just constantly moving forward. Yeah.
On to the next one. Before I let you go, I have two questions and they're similar and large questions. So I'm not rushing you for time, but I'm curious to know your thoughts on how politics has changed in your time and how media has changed.
I'll start with politics. And I think what's changed, particularly in the modern age, is how insulated political thought has become. When we were all together living in communities prior to the internet days, you got together and you talked with your neighbor, even if you damn well did particularly agree with him. And you might have thought he was a bonehead or you might have not liked his political opinions, but you came to some consensus because you had to live with that person. I think there's less of that nowadays with the internet and other things going on because people are sort of living in their silos. COVID changed everything and people kind of got into their silos even more. And I think it's just a situation where you're having where you're looking at it right now and people aren't looking at their immediate community as much maybe as they used to. And I think that's really changed political thought. The media, how that's changed, you know, once again, it's because of the internet. People aren't getting their news in the same way that they used to. They're getting it in little fragments. In the case of your show, you know, maybe they catch a little bit here on the drive, here, there, and everywhere. Maybe in the case of my industry, they grab a headline every now and then. But a lot of it's online stuff in which they're not really getting the same detailed information that they used to. And I fear for the fact that we just don't have as much emphasis on city halls, on provincial legislature, on school boards, and things that really do affect people and really affect the communities that we actually live in. We're looking, in some ways, we're smarter, we get information more quickly, we get it in a broader way. And politicians realize this and capitalize on larger themes. And that's why you're seeing so many issues related to sort of the transgender debate or stuff that really doesn't affect people, but it becomes a big, broad issue. Because
the culture war stuff.
Yeah, culture war stuff. It becomes a bigger issue than maybe it is. And we're forgetting about where we live. And I think that's why it's great to have shows like yours, you know, because you're still attached to the province and the community. And I just think that's so damn important.
Well, Murray, this has been great. I'm really appreciative that you gave me some time. I know you're not going to be drywalling forever, so we'll watch for whatever is the next chapter in your life. But thanks so much for commentaries over the years. Thanks for what you did to stimulate conversation in the province, and thanks for joining us this morning.
The guy I'm helping is very thankful I won't be drywalling forever.
Appreciate
thanks,
it, Murray.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Murray Mandrick, former columnist for the Regina Leader Post, Saskatoon Star Phoenix, enjoying a recently announced and well-deserved retirement. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. We started a conversation that is showing no signs of slowing down. The whole Regina versus Saskatoon conversation. Small Town Steve said, Luke Wilson is right. I was born and raised in Regina, and I got the hell out as soon as I could. I would never live there again. Saskatoon is not nearly as run down as Regina. I now live in a small town, and I'm much happier than when I was in the city. Now, Arlene in Saskatoon said, I just want to say Saskatoon is not a healthy, beautiful city anymore. The city's lost a lot and won't able to make me love it like I did 30 years ago. It's not a city to stay in anymore. So both sides of the argument are bubbling through on the text line, and I'll continue to try and get to some of your texts. We've had so many come in this morning.